Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about the fact that Venus retrograde is coming to an end and telling you what happens next. But in case you missed it last week, we talked all about Uranus retrograde and the full moon in Pisces. If that's something you want to know more about, then listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week, we will tell you everything you need to know about Jupiter retrograde and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into this episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the moment you have probably been waiting for, Venus, the planet of relationships, will station direct in Leo on September 3rd at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know, Venus retrograde is coming to an end. So all things Venus related, relationships, beauty, finances, all of that is going to be back on track. And we're back in that normal Venus and Leo energy.
How this affects you is you're going to implement the lessons that you learned during the retrograde period. Now that Venus is direct, you will feel more empowered and comfortable in expressing yourself, which is a very important Leo theme. You also might find that you're feeling a little bit more social now that Venus is direct. You want to spend more time with others, connect with others, and socialize.
So why this matters? Well, the timing of Venus stationing direct in Leo is very much aligned with the back to school vibes. Granted, we're still going to be in a Mercury retrograde, but whether you are maybe a teacher or you are in grad school, you're a student, maybe you have kids who are going back to school, this tends to be a time where we're thinking about getting our hair done, revamping our fall wardrobe. All of those things are going to be okay to do again with Venus being direct. Personal style is something that is really important while Venus is direct in Leo. If it has nothing to do with our outwards expression, Venus in Leo is also great for starting any new creative projects. Doesn't have to be fashion related. They can just be any type of artistic endeavor that you're planning to start. You have the go ahead to do it while Venus is now direct.
Something you might not know is that Venus will be in its post-shadow phase until the end of the transit. Post-shadow is a time where things from the retrograde period are still being resolved and processed. So that will be happening until October 7th. And then on October 8th at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Venus will enter Virgo.
And if you're wondering which zodiac signs are most likely to find love once Venus retrograde is over, that will be Aries rising, since Venus will be in their fifth house of romance, and Aquarius rising, since Venus will be in their seventh house of relationships. That is rising sign only. Now, there are some key dates you'll want to pay attention to once Venus is direct in Leo. The first one being September 17th, Venus will square Jupiter. Squares do bring some tension, and Jupiter is also a fairly optimistic planet. With squares to Jupiter, typically we see excess and overlooking things. Since this deals with Venus, and that deals with money, be mindful of overspending if that's something that relates to you for September 17th. Also be mindful of maybe overlooking the people in your life on this day, and also be mindful of being a little too optimistic. While it is good to be thinking about things on the bright side, we don't want to create unrealistic expectations for ourselves.
And then on September 29th, Venus will be square Uranus. Venus in Leo is a very loyal and stable energy, and Uranus is the planet that deals with unexpected changes. So this square can push you outside of your comfort zone, and it might challenge you to switch things up and try something new. Also, because Venus does deal with your values, you might be reflecting on your personal values, desires, and expectations during this time.
That's pretty much it for this week. But if you're curious to know what happens in your life after Venus retrograde ends and how that might affect you on a more personal level, this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime-style calls with readings as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in your questions, and we'll be able to pull up your chart and answer them all on the call face-to-face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Jupiter retrograde and what you can expect with that. Jupiter does deal with luck, so if you're curious, stick around for next week. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, we are on social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!